Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I cannot agree more and emphasize enough your point that it needs to be managed, because if you just connect and it starts charging when you connect and stop charging when you disconnect, then there's no way for the grid operator to deal appropriately with the amounts, the load that's being connected and disconnected. So it really needs to be like all load. We keep talking in the electricity system about this bi-directional communication in terms and relation in terms of the electric grid. We talk about the consumer having a more dynamic role than previously. We call them prosumers, but this idea that you can act on a signal from the grid operator is the same idea that we must manage load. We had a session at the 2 days ago. We had a session at the Cleaner Electricity System annual meeting, and we had a very interesting presentation by Dr. Ryan Quint from NERC. He was citing mostly American data and situation, but I would think it applies everywhere. His excellent presentation will soon be posted on the website of the meeting. But basically, what he said is looking at what's coming in terms of electric vehicle and charging. His bold conclusion was, the grid cannot handle it. We will not be able, the electric grid will not be able at this point to support all this charging. It's not only a matter of capacity, so even if we were to add all the generation, the transmission, and the distribution required for that, there'd still be other challenges of charging connected to the electric grid. One would be, one of these would be that these kind of load have a different behavior than your usual domestic load, because they're called inverter-based resources. So this idea is that the charging occurs in DC. So there's a conversion between the network, the grid, the electricity, which is in AC. So every time there's a AC-DC conversion somewhere in the network, those inverter-based resources have a totally different behavior than most of the regular load. Meaning that they don't react well to voltage fluctuation. They don't provide inertia to the network. I won't go into too technical details, but this idea is that this load has different characteristics than our regular load. The other part is disturbances happen on the electric grid. And in case of disturbances, those totally different behavior from these kind of load and the load being added could, especially if it's not well managed, could actually just increase the size and the depth of the grid disturbances, leading to outages, worst case to local outages. So this is to say that at this point, unless we start, and the grid is evolving, because those IBR, inverter-based resources, do exist. They will connect in a larger number. So grid operators and electric grids needs to adapt to that. They are adapting, but the pace will be a very important consideration into allowing the electric grid to be able to deal with all that charging. Another topic we covered was cybersecurity, as usual. These smart charging infrastructure or devices, even the electric car, are digital. Every time we say there something is smart or is digital, it means it is a potential target for cybersecurity. So cybersecurity will have to be dealt with at multiple levels. So the charging station, the car, because what happens if when you connect your car, someone access the software of your car and change the behavior of your car? As we know, cars are, and Tesla is a good example. Tesla doesn't consider itself as a car company. They consider themselves as a technology storage or anything else company. So, and they keep pushing software updates to their car during the night or when your car is inactive. So this is to say that cars, even regular cars nowadays, there's a lot more electronics and software than earlier generations of cars. So imagine if we change the behavior of the software, so we change the behavior of your cars, change the braking, the acceleration, or I don't know what. That's one level of cybersecurity that will need to be dealt with. The other one is we must be careful not to create an entry door to the system of the charging company or of the electric grid company. Again, we will have to be careful and manage carefully all the charging station and for both cybersecurity, load management, and grid-friendly behavior. We don't know everything about cybersecurity yet for the charging, and we don't have also fully studied all the possible impacts of charging on electric grid. So we need to do more. So engineers, electrical engineers will do their studies, but that needs to be a collaborative effort. It cannot only be the electrical engineers who do that. It needs to be done with the car manufacturer, with the charging infrastructure manufacturer. So it needs to be a multilateral or multi-party effort, collaboration effort. In that regard, I welcome very much the invitation that was sent to the Cleaner Electricity System to participate into the W5. Thank you very much. And I believe there is more collaboration and closer collaboration between a few groups, energy efficiency, cleaner electricity, and the e-mobility initiative in the transport committee. With that, thank you for the invitation, and thank you for my rather long reminder of what happened at our session at the Cleaner Electricity System. It should act as a reminder that those sessions are very interested, and you should plan to attend next year our session. Thank you.